man, here we go again. Up early, feed the dog, out the door, traffic, at the office, boss in some kind of mood today, no time for lunch, annoying coworker, no time to relax, bedtime. Then we gotta do it all again? No way. Because the best way to break up the mundane every day is to play at Wild Rose Casino and Resort. Slots, tables, sports, and a whole lot of perks when you join and play with your club wild card. So, let's play Wild Rose Casino and Resort, Clinton.
And the Iowa City landfill is closing today at 10 o'clock. HawkFanatic.com brought to you by Patrick Eads and everyone at Deary Brothers Ford on Mormon Trek. Steve Anderson, Hawkeye Title and Settlement. I will be appearing in his office later on today. Mike's E-Keys for Cars. Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip. GT Car, his great crew at Supple's Building and Remodeling. Supple's Flowers, home of 1-800-800-ROSE. The Midtown Family Restaurants. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, 101 South Dubuque Street, downtown Iowa City. Premier Automotive in North Liberty. The Ox Yoke Inn in the Amanas. Streets Maintenance. And Dr. Lance Forbes Diamond Dental in Cedar Rapids. Here are two people that poo-pooed me. I was making a big deal over nothing. Just making fun of the captain. Look at that old man, that fool. That's what they said. And now here they are. Face the music. It's Tom Suter and Pat Hardy from HawkFanatic.com.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the storm yesterday.
What about it?
Yeah, it rained.
No, actually, it did some damage.
Well, not where I was from, and I so I can't speak. But there wasn't. We didn't have softball-sized hail. We didn't have golf ball-sized hail, did we, Tom?
No, we didn't.
Coralville did.
I didn't. I'm just saying.
Had golf ball-sized.
Yeah, we didn't have any hail where I live. Well, we had a lot of rain. It rained, and it was windy.
It's 10,000 watts. I mean.
But okay, well, I'm just telling you.
It was a
typical spring rainstorm, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Jesus Christ. Well, we have a video on our
page. We were fortunate, no tornadoes or anything. The sirens went off one time. I will say that around 4:30, I think the sirens went off. And there was some gray sky and a lot of cloud movement. And it was windy at while, but it was way less than what I thought it was.
Cedar County, outbuildings destroyed, vehicles overturned, 72-mile-an-hour wind
gust. That's Cedar County. This is another one where, like we've said all the time, we dodged another weather bullet, it seems.
Yes,
like.
Yes, we did.
We consistently
Johnson have. County, power lines down, tree damage in Iowa City near the university, power lines and power poles taken down on Riverside Drive.
Yeah, I didn't see anything close to that at my house. And I live like not even that far from Riverside Drive.
Funnel clouds in Central City and Linn County.
I mean, umbrella on my deck didn't even.
Semis jacked.
It didn't even move.
Jesus Christ.
I remember thinking yesterday, man, we were very fortunate. And all we had was rain. And God, it's all green and the grass.
Except for the damage, yes.
Well, I can't speak to the damage that I didn't experience.
But
it was not near as bad as I thought it was going to be based on what we had heard. I'm sticking to that theme.
Hello.
I mean, you were saying softball-size hail.
There was golf ball.
And I was waiting for what next? Pumpkin-size hail? I mean, that's
no,
the
I said
softball and golf ball, because I laughed. And I have to admit, I laughed when I thought it was
well, there was golf ball-size hail in
And for Coral those who Hill. Experienced it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I feel bad, but when I heard softball-size hail, I've never seen softball.
No.
I've seen golf size, maybe close. Never softball-size. But
well,
I was waiting.
I've never seen softball-size hail, but there was golf
And you were just I think you were reading a forecast, right? You weren't coming up with your own adjectives, were you?
I was coming up with No, I just make it up.
But when I heard softball-size hail, man, I kind of chuckled.
Hello.
Hello. Let's not fight.
We're not fighting.
Well, we're fighting,
anyway,
Card. You're right.
My son had his whole yard covered with hail.
Yeah,
lives in Coralville.
Did you have any hail where you are?
No.
Yeah, it's weird how it was in spots.
I could hear some, but it didn't accumulate out here.
Yeah.
But I know my son sent me pictures, and his yard was just full of it, and he lives in Coralville.
Yeah, that's not that far away.
He works down around by our Riverside Drive, so he had to leave work because there was no power.
What was weird, too, is when it really rained hard at my place, it didn't last long. It would go for like 45 seconds. Then it all of a sudden, it would almost stop, and then it would start raining again. It was really weird how it came in spurts. But there was a couple times where it was almost horizontal rain, and it was coming towards my house from the south, which it rarely does. That was unusual.
Oh, no, it was, yeah.
I mean, it was raining, really.
It really was.
That. No,
yeah,
it was
the
raining.
Rain and the wind got to be a little bit much.
I can't imagine. We don't need any more moisture. Aren't we good now as far as drought and everything?
I would certainly think so.
Man, the grass in my neighborhood is green as green can be. I'm just glad my little tree made it. That's what I was. It never got that windy. Did it get really windy?
It was plenty windy.
Yeah, it got pretty windy out here.
Because I never saw my little tree really struggling in the front yard, and that's what I was looking at during the peak of the storm. But
how much rain did we get, Steve? Do you know?
Nope.
I bet we had to get at least an inch, don't you think?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe two?
Probably an inch and a half. I think I heard an inch.
Because even when it didn't seem like it was raining very hard, it was still raining pretty steady. And so,
I sent you both pictures of John Lindell's yard.
Does he live in Coralville?
Yeah.
See, it sounds like, man, we were right on the edge again of where it was.
Yeah, it seemed like Coralville got it.
Yeah.
Because, nothing in my neighborhood looked like there was. It was just a heavy rainstorm.
Yeah.
Okay, now, on to the sports. I went back and forth between the Cubs, and they lost, which they shouldn't have, and the Kings and the Warriors game. And Keegan hit 32 points, 8 three-pointers.
Yeah, he was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And they eliminated the Warriors. Isn't that the first time the Warriors have been eliminated for a long time?
No, they've actually haven't. They've been either.
Well, they were in the pandemic years, they were eliminated. Well,
three of the last 5 years, they haven't. They've had this. They've been slumping a little bit. It's just that they won that one title. But, no, they've been slumping a lot recently.
But anyway, it was good. I watched him. He did a good job.
Yeah, he made 8 threes. He had a good game. It was all over ESPN last night.
9 rebounds.
Dallas was I didn't watch it. I forgot it was even
and
on.
And Keegan's going to get one heck of a contract coming up. What's he got, one more year?
One more year.
Yeah. So anyway, they're going to have the baseball game today at the same time, 6 o'clock or what?
That's
what they say.
Yeah.
6:05.
Yeah. I mean, you have to wear a jacket.
Well, isn't that supposed to clear up around then?
No. It's going to be partly to mostly cloudy, and it'll be breezy. You'll need to dress warm.
But no rain.
No rain.
So, yeah, they'll play.
No rain. Well, that's all I care about, the rain. I can dress warmly.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, I'm going to church, so... I'll pray for you. So.
All right, thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, to me, I think they'd move the game up to 4 o'clock.
Right, but okay.
It is at 6:05.
Yes.
And that's Bradley, I believe, isn't it, Bradley?
I think that is correct.
They haven't been able to get their last two in-week games have been canceled because of weather, so. But, yeah, it's going to be cold and it's going to be windy there tonight. It's starting at 6:05. What's it supposed to get down to tonight?
46.
I mean, it'll be in the 50s when they're playing.
Yeah,
it'll just be a little.
That's fine.
It'll be probably better for the players and the fans will probably be the coldest. But at least at 6:05, there's no issues with parking and what have you. So they got to win this game, needless to say. I mean, when you're struggling like they are in conference play, you can't lose these midweek games because those have cost them before. So
yesterday the news where they're pausing the –
that's not news to us. Rick said it 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I wrote about it. Well, I didn't write it. It wasn't as certain. But remember, Rick came out and said that they had lost a key donor.
Yes, he did.
And that was going to prevent them from doing the he said all that stuff. But yesterday it came to fruition. So basically, it's really the only news is that it's not happening. And they're moving forward with stuff that's already been approved anyway. Uh-huh. So, it was. But when I heard that, I'm like, hey, wait a second. Haven't we heard
Didn't
this?
Didn't we do this?
Well, then I went back and looked. I went back and looked, and I put in that's what, Rick said. They lost a key donor, and they're not going to. It's unfortunate that they're having to put the press box on hold because they are desperately need a new press box over there. There's just no room.
Because it was like $10 million pledge, wasn't it?
Something like that, yeah. And it's unfortunate because sometimes it only takes the pledge of one to either make or break you in this situation. And so they're basically, this was them saying, yeah, we're putting it on hold. But yeah, when I heard that, I'm like, wait, this is not news. Yeah. What? And I remember we had Rick on in February.
We did.
And that had just happened. Because remember, I asked him at the end, so Rick, can you update us on facility upgrades? And right, and remember, he was like, yeah.
He was bummed.
But got some bad news there. I remember that. And that's when I put two and two together. Yeah, I'm like, this is what he was talking about. Yeah, so KCJJ, ahead of the news, Captain.
Yeah.
We're 2 months ahead of the news.
Hail damage.
Hail damage. I mean, I'm not even, why are we here?
In Manville Heights, hail damage, and auto repair shop said they've taken 5 cars in today so far.
Tom?
Because of
hail. Yeah?
What do you think?
I don't.
Is he swaying you?
No.
I know, that's what's so funny.
Okay,
no sway whatsoever, but yet he keeps coming.
Look, we've seen, okay? Coralville got hit.
Hail and wind and rain.
Riverside Drive got hit.
And I feel bad for the damage, don't you?
There were a lot of people without power for a short period of time. It was a storm.
It was a storm, and yet for some reason we dodged it.
Yeah. 12 hours they were without power.
I was without it for 5 days at the derecho.
Yeah, I can one up you.
Well, I can one-up you with Halas. He was Halas didn't have power for 21 days, I think it was, up in Cedar Rapids. I think it was 20, either 17 or 21. I'll have to ask him. But yeah, I feel bad for the people that had to deal with damage or whatever, but we were very lucky. I mean, I didn't see one piece of hail.
I didn't either.
And I was actually looking because, hail, it's kind of interesting. You want to see how big it is, especially after hearing that it could be softball size. I was like, man.
I almost didn't come back out here
because
of that.
The softball side?
Like, yeah. It looked like a Brady deflated football.
Well, like but I said, I did giggle when I heard you say softball size hail. I mean, think about that. That's this big.
I'm just that reading kill what, you. What they're feeding me. I'm just saying.
That's this big.
Yes, I understand.
The size of a small skull.
I know what a softball looks like.
I mean, if we have softball size hail, we have no chance, right?
Well, it depends how many. If there's only one, you're okay.
Unless it hits the right spot. All right.
No, there's no doubt it was a storm yesterday. No doubt.
But it was also a storm that seemed like it was what's the word I'm looking for? It was scattered. It was erratic. I mean, unless we just were on, you think we were just on the very southern east border of it? Because I know it was moving northeast.
Depends where you're located.
Because you live, what, how far are you from me? What, a mile and a half? Mile and a half?
Yeah.
You're a little bit north of me and a little bit west of me. But
no, we didn't get one piece of hail.
Nor did I. Did you guys get hail out here?
No.
I wasn't out here.
Were you out here during the peak of it?
I didn't see anything. When I was out here, I never saw anything.
It seems like we were a little south and east of the bad stretch, because obviously Coralville got hit a lot harder, it seems like. And like you said, Riverside Drive, that's a mile, almost 2-3 miles west of where I live.
Yep.
So maybe we just lucked out again. Because I was dreading hail. I mean, the tornadoes are bad enough, but the odds of a tornado, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hail, man, that's when I had my car in the garage, so I did listen to you guys. I had my shopping done. I was done by 1 o'clock, and then I just waited, and it never hailed.
Well, and I just got my car back from Vic's
about
a month ago with hail damage.
Yeah, so I'm sure. But were you out here, though?
I was out here till about 3.
Okay. Well, it got bad after. The worst part, I thought, happened between like 4 and 5. I thought it was over because it's sunny. If it got sunny temporarily, the next thing you know, this new gray cloud front comes in, and that's when it rained really hard, and the sirens went off later in the afternoon. Sirens never went off at my house until like 4 o'clock, I think it was.
I heard that Tommy and Molly were playing catch with one of those hail balls.
Well, I'm glad that they weren't underneath the desk crying. They're evolving. They're evolving. They're not letting the weather dictate what they do.
They did a good job.
I quit.
They did a good job.
He just said he quits. I quit. That's a moment of silence for you. But, all right, Hawks. Here, get me going on the Hawks.
Back to the Hawks.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about, Hawks?
Okay.
The transfer portal. Everyone loves the Hawks.
Transfer portal.
Everyone in the portal wants to be a Hawk. That's my theme. Do you agree?
Well, we had I think she might still be here, Lucy Olson.
Lucy Olson, she got to see
Villanova.
The weather may scare her. What if she says, I can't come here with this kind of weather? I just can't.
She's from Philly.
I can't take the chance, but I'm kidding, of course. And Thelwell from the men's side. And then Cameron Hunter is supposed to be here tomorrow on the men's side, the guard from Arkansas mm-hmm. State, mm-hmm. who didn't play this past year. And I've read where LSU is now interested in Lucy Olson.
That's what they say, yeah.
Yeah, and what are the other ones?
LSU, Maryland, and Iowa are the three.
But I've heard that hasn't there been some separate...
She had scheduled to meet...
to go to Maryland, but she didn't.
But she canceled it.
So that to me, probably bodes well for the other schools.
It might.
There was a couple other schools I saw mentioned with her, too, like Michigan... But when it happens. I mean, I'm not going to read daily updates on. I mean, I've read so many scouting. It's just too much sometimes. Let it play
Brad
out.
Brad has said that everybody is in on her, and it's going to take some cash.
Yes, but I'm guessing it's not going to take millions.
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some cash. I mean, it's and if they can't handle that, then they got even bigger problems than I don't think it'll come down. If she doesn't pick Iowa, I don't think it'll come down to NIL. But who knows? You never know. I haven't talked to the girl. I haven't seen anyone interview the girl. I've seen a bunch of people kind of speak on her behalf. Or
can you interview her while she's on a visit? I don't think you can.
Not from Iowa's. Iowa asked you not to. I mean, I don't think there's any NCAA rule against it. I'm not sure exactly, especially in this type of situation that she's in the portal. But Iowa has, there's an understanding with Iowa when they have athletes on campus, don't try to reach them. But I guarantee you, the moment those athletes leave campus, those recruiting, boom, I mean, they just pounce on them.
And I'll tell you right now what it's going to say.
Love the visit.
I can see myself playing there. The coaches were great. I really enjoyed getting to know the
family
players.
Atmosphere and what they've been able to accomplish and what Caitlin Clark has done. It's all, but that's the bit. That's just what it is. I mean, the weird one, when we talk about the poor, how about Jacob Bostic? I mean,
I thought the timing of that
was so bizarre. He was part of the group of players they made available to us last week when we had receivers and offensive linemen and what, because they've been breaking them down into groups. He showed up to that press conference last week, too, and just raved about everything. You know, typical spring story. I mean, we all bought it hook, line, and sinker. And just, I mean, the offense is great. Lester's great. Being a Hawkeye's great. Iowa City's great. Everything is great. I mean, that was just – and now he's gone. Now he's in the portal. And I don't think Iowa would have made him available if there was rumblings that he was going to go in the portal. But
probably not.
That just goes to show you, maybe something happened in the last 2 days of practice where he got moved behind somebody or something. That's what we're dealing with, though. That's how fluid the situation is.
Maybe.
I wrote a column yesterday about Jaden Harrell, this kid from Urbandale. He's a pretty cool kid. And this is tough. I mean, those three senior linebackers deciding to come back – pushes this kid back another year of having. He would have likely been a starter this year. He's in line mm-hmm. to do that. He's entering his fourth year. And a kid like that, there'd be some interest for him in an Iowa linebacker on scholarship who's already played a little bit on special teams. Somebody would be interested in him if he wanted to go somewhere else.
Oh, sure.
But he talked about how he goes, you know, the grass isn't always greener. This thing's going to work out for me. I trust the process. And it was just so refreshing. So I wrote about that because that's so unusual. And he says, the grass is not always greener, man. I want to finish. And he goes, I like it here. He goes, you know, yeah, those two guys coming back, that affected me in some ways. But he goes, I'm also getting to play with two great teammates and friends again. He looks at it that way. And that was so,
very positive.
I was so impressed with that. And so I wrote about that. But then at the bottom, I said, I go, hey, despite all this, he could always someday, he could still go into the portal.
Somebody
reached out to me and said, why would you end that nice tribute to that kid by reminding us that he could leave? And I'm like, because you have to. Let's say Jaden Harrell in this summer, he's happy, but some other Power 5 school has a shortage of linebackers. And maybe it's a mid-level Power 5, and they need linebackers. They reach out to him and say, hey, you want $75,000 a year to come here and play for the next years? Who knows what he would do?
Exactly.
That would be $150,000. That wouldn't mean he's less. He still loves Iowa and whatever, but you never can assume anything in this. And I think the Bostic situation is proof of that.
Yeah, I was flabbergasted.
Well, what was weird is he announced it on, was it Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram, I think.
He announced it like literally 10 minutes before our press conferences started yesterday. But it's like he waited till after Tuesday's practice. Because practice usually ends around 10 o'clock, and then we get the players at 10:30. He tweeted it like at 10:15. I didn't know anything about it until I heard Kakert say something to a player. I said, hey, how are you surprised by Jacob? He's asking another receiver. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he showed me the kid had tweeted it like 15 minutes earlier. Yeah, I mean, but no way Iowa knew. I think that they wouldn't have made him available if a kid's going to enter the portal. So that shows you this. He either kept it under wraps or something changed quickly.
So I guess that gets us down to 89 scholarship number. Mm-hmm. Need to get down to 85.
And there's a rumor, and it seems they're insisting that they're going to get a quarterback. And I keep hearing about the kid from Ohio State that's from, I believe, South Dakota. You know who I'm talking
yes.
about. I can't remember his name. And I've been told by a couple people that within a week they think there'll be an announcement. Now, what's interesting is this person who told me says this quarterback's coming in to play. That ain't going to happen unless Cade McNamara's not healthy. And maybe
Cade McNamara might not be healthy.
No, he's not yet. That's what I mean. When we were interviewing the players yesterday, though, Cade walking right through, big smile on his face, wasn't limping. No, he's just walking. It's not like, but he wasn't limping or anything. He had a big smile on his face, and he was in the facility. It's going to be interesting because whoever they get as quarterback, I don't think Iowa envisions that person being their quarterback next year, because I think they are optimistic that Cade McNamara will be healthy and will be the guy. So it's going to be interesting to see, because to me, McNamara's presence, to me, hinders their ability to get a quarterback that's ready and wants to play next year. Don't you agree?
I would absolutely agree.
So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because whoever they get is probably going to end up sitting on the bench for a season and then competing against who's ever there afterwards. So, like I said, but I got people telling me they're definitely going to get a quarterback within a week.
Well, I hope so.
What are the message boards saying?
Just that we need to.
They're not mentioning any.
That Ohio State guy, that rumor was out there, and Ohio State, they were complaining about tampering.
I mean, Ohio State has a lot to worry about, but I think Iowa tampering with their quarterbacks would be pretty low on the list. You know, I mean.
Yeah, but that was what it was. But I haven't seen anything for a little while on it. So, okay. So there's really it's still a lot of basketball that I'm seeing, or maybe I'm just
interested in the basketball stuff. A lot of this stuff's going to play itself out in the next 2 or 3 weeks. Isn't Maddie Scherr supposed to be here later on this week?
Tomorrow,
yeah, on Thursday. Yeah, at least that.
And same with that Hunter.
Yeah,
right.
Hunter, yeah.
He's the
18th and 19th. My guess is both programs will get at least one of those players.
I hope so.
Well, yeah. I mean, they obviously want them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they both need them. I mean, the men need something.
For sure. The men need at least one guard. At least one guard.
Yeah, and I think they could use more. And I've had some people say, well, these aren't high-end portal. I'm like, well, no, they're not, but you got to take what you can get.
Yes.
And Fran's been pretty good about finding guys that maybe aren't what you'd call the top-notch portal guys, and they turn out to be pretty good. So we'll see. I'm ready to go glass half full on this if they can shoot.
Do we think that either of these guys are going to approach what Tony Perkins did here?
Well, I think that's the intention. And yeah. I mean, as great as Tony was, that's not asking a ton. He averaged 14 points, 4-4. That's good.
But that's good.
If you're going to get somebody, you need somebody to average 14, yeah, 4-4.
We do.
Yeah, it's not like you're asking him to replace Caitlin Clark, and I don't think Iowa's asking that of any of the women that they're bringing in here. I mean, but.
Except that that's what they're doing.
Well, they don't need her just to replace.
There's no replacing Caitlin.
I mean, there's no replacing Caitlin, but they're also losing Kate and Gabby. I mean, they're not just losing Caitlin.
And Molly.
And Molly. I keep forgetting about Molly. But to me, whoever they get in the portal's big. But to me, the big players for next year, assuming they all stay, are McCabe and Kylie Feuerbach.
Yeah.
I think they're two of the most important players on the team. They have to develop.
Yeah, they do.
And I've never really seen Taylor McCabe do anything but launch three-pointers that are set up by Caitlin, where she doesn't have to do much work to get them off. And she made a lot of them. She's shown that she can do that. But Taylor McCabe, assuming she comes back, and you have to say that with anybody, she needs to make a big jump up, because that's how you stay a powerful program. The players that you already have, they get better.
Well, I think you would pencil her in as a starter, would you not?
Her and Feuerbach. Yeah. Well, I'd go a Falter, I'm going to give Addy O'Grady a starting assignment next year. Falter, O'Grady.
Hannah.
Hannah, there's those three. And then Fuhrer back. And, well, see, then you need a point guard. I don't – if Fuhrer back, McCabe, that there would not be a point guard in there. Al Falter's not a point guard.
No, you're – pencil in probably transfer.
Transfer. And then either and then it comes down to McCabe and Fuhrback, I think, being the and if they go small, they would probably take O'Grady out. But to me, I think Addie O'Grady, you hope that she can nail down that starting center position next year. They need her to take a big step up. She was a top 100 recruit from I remember interviewing her. She was a big time get for them and she's played well in spurts, but maybe I don't think they're gonna play as fast without Caitlin running the show. I think they're going to play fast, that they always do, but they're not going to have that. I think there were times where sometimes Caitlin, her vision and her accuracy and anticipation were just too much for Addie and these girls running the court. The passes were just too good, if that makes sense. I don't think that will be the case next year. I think they'll have more catchable balls and what have you. But yeah, no, they. I mean, the transfer, whatever guard in the portal, Fuhrback, Stolke, O'Grady and Alfalter would be my guess as starters. I'm trying to think. Are we missing anyone? I don't think.
So no chance. You don't believe that Hayden will start from the jump. You think that's asking too much of her?
Yeah, because Hayden's not really ranked that much higher than Addie O'Grady was coming out of high school. The difference with Hayden is there's excitement with her because she's new and she's. The next one's always better. I think.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
I know. I mean, over as O'Grady as a senior, I would give O'Grady the early. It'll be interesting too what AJ Ettinger does. I mean, she needs to take a step up. What year is she? A sophomore, or junior?
Junior.
I mean, she needs to take a step up.
She does, and she was very highly rated as well.
Was she that? I don't remember.
She was.
I know O'Grady was.
Well, not Caitlin Clark.
No, she wasn't as rated as high as O'Grady was. I did a story on O'Grady. I think O'Grady was like 37th in her class because I interviewed her on the phone, and I remember when they got her, it was a pretty big deal.
It was.
And she's been okay. She just needs to be better. But Fuhrback, to me, is one of the keys. I think she needs to really step up and get them 12 points a game next year and be a solid defender. She's shown she can defend. She's shown she can make threes at times, but she really needs to develop her three-point shot.
At times.
Yeah, I think there's a lot riding on what she can do. I mean, without Caitlin, she's going to have a chance now. You know, she was a pretty decent recruit coming out of Illinois. She went to Iowa State and played a lot as a freshman there. Remember, she had the injury, though. That's kind of set her back. But, no, to me, Fuhrback's one of the keys to next season.
The biggest problem we've got, to me, is that we lost four people who were pretty good three-point shooters.
Well, and ball handlers.
And
now,
that, too.
Gabby was not a great ball handler, but she was okay.
But she could shoot the
three. And that's a big part. Yeah. And you lost both your point guards.
Uh-huh.
And the only point guard, one of your point guards you have coming in next year has got a knee injury right now, and
that's
she will only be a freshman anyway.
That's right.
So, like I said,
which is why they got two people coming in this week.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to get a scoring point guard.
Yes, yes.
I mean, it's obvious that's what they're trying to get. And I think they have a lot of momentum on their side, and so we'll see. I'm to the point now where I don't try to guess. Crystal balls and that stuff.
It's almost impossible to guess anymore because of the NIL. It changes everything completely.
And you heard what Brad said about all the wrong information on X, Twitter. You know, and it sounds like he's not just talking fans either. I mean, it sounds like there's a lot of false stuff spewed around by media people too. So. But it'll all work itself out. I wouldn't be surprised if Lucy Olson committed to Iowa. I wouldn't be surprised if she went to Maryland or somewhere else. You just don't know. I mean, we'll see.
Caitlin's Fever shirt, T-shirt. They've had so many orders for it, for Fanatics, that they can't, as of today. If you order one, you will not get it until August.
Well, it sold out in 15 minutes.
Wow. Are you talking about the jersey or T-shirt?
Jersey. Okay. I read a story out of Indianapolis. I think her jersey sold out in 15 minutes.
Yes. In all sizes.
Yeah, in all sizes.
Yeah. Incredible. So you order one today, you'll get it sometime.
In August?
They just said sometime in August.
Man.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And it's going to be incredible to see what kind of television viewership those games get, because WNBA does not draw very well.
Well, the draft got,
two point one something.
And the highest it had ever been was like a million, I think. So it doubled.
Yeah.
I thought it would be even higher than that, though, to be honest with you. But 2.1, that's still pretty good.
Yeah.
That's still, it was more than the other drafts. But I, like I said, I'm not a draft person. I mean, we've got the NFL draft coming up this weekend. And, I mean, I'll cover whatever happens Iowa-related. But, I mean, I mean,
we believe Cooper DeGene will
Cooper
be
Cooper DeGene's going to be a first-round
pick. First-rounder.
And, but I've written so much about Cooper DeGene. I mean, what do I write another? Hey, Cooper DeGene is going to be a
pretty good ball player.
Yeah, but when the news happens, of course you write about it. And I just hope he doesn't go to the Packers. I've been hearing the Packers have a lot of interest in him, but I just don't follow the NFL draft that closely. I think drafts are boring.
Yes, I would agree.
Kind of think this
was, I think a lot of people tuned out after she got it.
Oh, I did, but I turned it back. I did. I turned it back on just in time, though, to see Kate. I hadn't even considered Kate getting drafted.
Yeah, I stuck with it the whole time.
Yeah, no. I went till 8 o'clock, and then
I went over to Rockford Files.
NCIS was on.
I shifted to Rockford Files,
and then I saw something on my. I had it on my phone, and I saw. I said, "What's Kate? What's Kate standing up for?" And I went over to it.
I went to the Battle of Canoga Park, Rockford Files.
Oh, Jesus.
But then I did. I shifted back, and right 2 seconds later, they show Kate, and she's getting drafted. Yeah. I hope she makes it. I mean, I think there's this misperception that she's made the right.
Well, she hasn't. But
odds are she probably won't. Remember, Monica got picked even higher and didn't make the roster. I hope she does. I mean, Kate is very versatile, but it's not easy making these rosters.
No.
There's not a lot of roster spots, and just because you get drafted, that's not. It's not like you're an NBA first-round pick where you automatically make the roster and get paid. And a lot of talk about Caitlin's 338,000 4 years, you know, whatever.
That's what it is.
My guess is she'll put that money away. She can live on everything else.
Oh, that's chump change for Caitlin.
Yeah,
well,
she'll just put that money away. That'll just go right into her probably her retirement.
It actually is.
I mean, it's $75,000 a year.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not look. That would look great to someone in the Iowa media. You know, I mean, there's a lot of people that would love to make $75,000 a year, but it just shows you the difference between the WNBA and the NBA. But in fairness to the NBA, there's a market. Now the WNBA.
Well, that's what it is.
That's all it is. It's not a conspiracy.
It's not anything else.
It's what free market capitalism, right?
That's what it is.
And but now Caitlin can help to change that.
And she is starting
she
to
is
change
She is starting
that.
To. It'll never be like the NBA, but it could be a lot better. And it just takes a little bit of time.
And there's a huge, huge disparity. I mean,
well,
huge.
We're gonna have to see what it does next year as far as viewership.
Oh, it's gonna go up. Her games, but the other games will be the real test.
Yeah.
I mean, her games, whatever. That won't do enough to move the needle.
I'm certainly planning on watching some games.
I'm not. I probably won't watch games without her. I'm just being honest.
Oh no, maybe not.
I'm just honest, but
unless Kate and
if there's a game where Kate Martin's on and it's on, I'd sit and watch that. But if it doesn't have any Iowa connection, I'm probably not going to watch. Hell, I don't really watch many NBA games. If the Murray brothers are on, or if LeBron is on, LeBron to me, just because he's almost 40, and hasn't really lost a step. He still, to me, is still appointment watching. It's incredible what he does. I keep waiting for the body to start showing some wear, and it just doesn't. And he's almost 40, and it's not like he's a pitcher in baseball or is a golfer, or even in some. You could even say, I mean, LeBron's body takes way more of a beating than what Tom Brady took. Tom Brady hardly ever got hit because of the way he played the position. I'm just amazed at what LeBron can do. I mean, it is. I mean, we are witnessing something I don't think we'll ever see again. The stat, he scored, what has he scored, 1,800? The stat was he's in his 21st season. There's only six players that played 21 seasons. He has scored more in his 21st season than those other six players combined did in their 21st season. That just goes to show you what we're witnessing. So, but then somebody brought. I saw a graphic. It had Caitlin's salary and LeBron's salary, and then people fighting about it. I'm like, God, this is where we are. People were ripping LeBron for being a pampered. I mean, LeBron's getting paid what he's worth, or the teams wouldn't pay him.
Or they wouldn't pay him.
Well, he's getting paid what he's worth, and he's turning around and he's supporting something like eight.
Yes,
schools.
He does so. But even if he didn't do that,
he's
very philanthropic. But you can't compare the two. It's apples and oranges, and so you just got to let the.
I never watched well, I can't say never watched a women's basketball game before Caitlin, but...
Oh, I did. I mean, I watched UConn and Tennessee.
We had tickets for a number of years.
I never paid it that much attention to it. I just never did.
I watched some of those Vivian teams. They
were
fun.
Until the last 3 years.
How about when I went to the Final Four in 93, 94? Remember they lost to Katie Smith in Ohio State?
Yes.
I covered that team some for the Press Citizen, but I watched that Final Four. I did too. I thought they were going to win, but Katie Smith was really good that day. That was a good team.
I remember her.
Wasn't that Lori Aaron, Nicole Tunsil? That was a really good team.
It was really good team.
Very athletic. It was sort of like a South Carolina team, just with the style of play and just the athleticism or whatever. And Vivian recruited from everywhere. I mean, Jolette Law was from North Carolina, and Nicole Tunsil was from Florida. I mean, Michelle Edwards was from Boston.
Nice.
Lori Aaron was from Detroit. I mean, she got players from everywhere.
She did, and she was a great recruiter.
Yeah, she was. So, but yeah. And this thing with Lucy Olson, she may commit before she leaves today. If she could. That's just how this works. And my guess is if she did that, she'd do it with Iowa. They'd probably have one of those graphics and what have you. And boom, then that wouldn't surprise me either.
We just hope that she was not at John Lundell's house yesterday during the storm.
Oh, if she's in Coralville, we have no chance. Hopefully they hid her from the from the catastrophe that was happening outside.
You miserable.
Sue'd have brought that one up. I'd moved on. He's still picking. He's still probing you. Still pecking at you, Weatherman.
Yeah, okay.
Remember the band Weather Report?
Yes.
Did you like them?
Birdland.
I love Birdland.
Great song.
Yeah.
I can't say I number myself as a Weather Report fan, but I do like that song a lot.
I think I had a sibling that, because I do remember Weather Report albums as a kid. Didn't they have a bass player named Jacque Pastore?
Yes.
Who tragically got beat to death by a bouncer in Florida, if I remember correctly. But I remember reading where some called him like the next greatest bass up-and-comer, but then he had a lot of personal issues.
And got killed by a bouncer?
If I remember correctly, a bouncer beat him senseless and never recovered.
Right?
We'll Google it. I know it's right because it's in my rock and roll death library.
I don't know why I would doubt that.
It sounds like he was out of control and this bouncer went too far from what I read. That's how I read it. But I remember Birdland was good, though. I mean, how would you describe that music? What genre was that?
Jazz.
Jazz fusion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played it.
It seemed like it had a little bit more.
It
had a little bit of pop sound in it, though. Because when I think of jazz, I think of Louis, you know,
It's not free-form jazz.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
He suffered from drug addiction and mental health issues, and despite his widespread acclaim over the latter part of his life, he had problems holding down jobs due to his unreliability and frequent financial difficulties. He was often homeless.
Jesus.
He died in 1987 as a result of injuries sustained when a softball-sized hail...
that had been forecasted on KCJJ, and he did not heed the warning. So did it say that he...
He got a bouncer.
And I think the bouncer may have gotten in trouble, if I remember correctly. I thought I remember reading where the bouncer did face some type of... I could be wrong, but it sounds like the guy just beat him to death.
Well, this is not good news. Boeing engineer... 787 Dreamliner could fall apart mid-flight.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw
that. That is not good news.
They're grounded, though, right now, aren't they?
Yeah.
I would hope so, if that's even...
Well, they weren't. The problem is, Tom, that's been there for a while. They weren't grounded very long ago.
Yeah.
So what he's saying is they've been flying...
Yeah, they've been flying for years with this.
With this. I wonder if I've ever been on one.
I don't know.
Do you think you've ever been on one?
Probably.
I guess as much as I've flown over the years, I probably have been. Could you
imagine?
Boeing
says this is inaccurate. Now, inaccurate isn't...
saying false.
Yeah. Well, it might...
It would break in thirds, not in half.
Yes.
That could be inaccurate.
It's inaccurate.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of unnerving. When's your next flight, Tom?
we're tossing around if we can find decent flights.
Well, if you go Boeing, you may be tossing around.
It hasn't been. We haven't been to Vegas for a long time, yeah. So.
But at least couple, that, maybe at least several months, isn't it? Vegas?
Oh, no, it's Thanksgiving.
Wow, it's been 5 months since you've been to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Wow. You believe that? 5 months without Vegas. What the hell? Life just keeps knocking you down.
Why don't you just slap it?
Life can be unfair. I'm supporting it. It's not fair that they had to go 5 months without going to Las Vegas. I feel bad for them.
Well, we've cut down on our trips down south to Riverside.
That's a sacrifice you're making.
And that's right. So instead of going down, you know, once, twice, three times a week, we go down once a month, probably.
Okay, that's a
and
sacrifice.
And in return, we try to take two trips to Vegas.
Life is also about making sacrifices, and that's what they're doing.
And this is an important call, I'm sure.
Hello.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to, you were talking a little bit about some of Vivian's teams, and was it the 93 Final Four?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one thing, do you remember, that the quirky thing is they managed to make it to the Final Four with not ever having to leave Iowa City.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, because obviously they hosted the first two rounds, and then the Iowa City was the regional host that year, and they allowed Iowa to play at home. So I think they upset Tennessee, but they played all four games at Carver.
Okay, I do remember the upset of Tennessee. Now that I think about it, you're right. Yeah, no, that hey, sometimes it takes being lucky and fortunate to win,
sure.
too.
But, you know, I was looking back one time at her records, and, I mean, you could say, honestly, they really – underachieved at tournament time because some of her regular season records,
incredible.
I mean, they had several years they won 30 games and then, you know, got upset in the tournament.
But yeah, I mean, she made Sweet Six. No, you're right. I mean, you could say because they were really good from like 84 to 92. They were just a machine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we used to go a lot when I was a kid. And I mean, they were great, fun teams to watch, for sure. But anyway, enjoy the show.
All right.
Keep it going.
All right.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yes. Let's take a quick little break, and we'll be back with some more stories from yesterday.
I've been looking at the weather radar, so we'll be back.
1-800-800-ROSE. 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist, is the only number you need to know to send flowers anywhere in the country or Canada from anywhere in the country. 1-800-800-ROSE. It's so easy. Just remember one number, 1-800-800-ROSE, your FTD florist. 1-800-800-ROSE. Remember.
For a gift that your loved one will treasure for a lifetime, find it at our family-owned jewelry store in Iowa City, Hertine and Stocker Jewelers.
We can show you diamond engagement rings, colored stones, fashion jewelry, and watches.
Our jewelers are on site, so we can design jewelry for that special person in your life.
We are Hertine and Stocker, serving Iowa City and the surrounding area for three generations.
Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, downtown Iowa City, and HertineandStockerJewelers.com. Ask for Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of us is always there.
Don't wait for an emergency to get a backup for your car keys. Unlike the olden days, car keys have gotten extremely complex. Mike's eKeys for Cars can generate the most technically advanced automotive keys that are on the market today. For spares and lost keys, Mike's eKeys for Cars can produce most conventional transponder, high security, and remote head keys. Mike's eKeys for Cars will keep you on the road. Call 319-330-9185 and schedule an appointment today. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 319-330-9185 today.
Hi, I'm Patrick Eads, owner of Deary Ford Iowa City. If you're looking for a great deal on a new truck or SUV, Deary Ford is here for you. With model year closeout pricing and all remaining new 23 F-150s plus 1.9% financing for 66 months plus $2,000. Save thousands on 24 Bronco Sports with 1.9% for 66 months plus $2,000. So when you want a great vehicle and an awesome buying experience, Deary Ford is here for you in Iowa City or online at DearyFord.com.
GT Carr, owner of Supple's Building and Remodeling, has been offering unmatched service and quality for over 25 years. The trained professionals at Supple's Building and Remodeling will install and guarantee the products used in any job, no matter how big or small. They also stand behind their work and offer no-nonsense, exceptional customer service from design to completion and beyond. Whether Whether it's a simple window replacement or a major house addition, you'll have the confidence that Supple's Building and Remodeling is committed to quality. Visit supples.net or call them today at 319-337-2246.
When you go to a family restaurant, you want three things. One, a wide selection of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Two, you want those selections to be affordable and delicious. And three, you want to be treated like family. You get all three at the Midtown Family Restaurant. Breakfast items available anytime the doors are open. Legendary tenderloins, onion rings, and hot roast beef sandwiches. And special ribeye and shrimp nights. Daily specials at each location. And no matter if you're coming in solo or with a group of 20, you get the same special family treatment. The Midtown Family Restaurants at Court and Scott Streets and at the Walmart Plaza on Highway 1 West. Follow them on Facebook or at MidtownFamily.com. The family's waiting for you. Car won't steer? Call Premier. Premier Automotive in North Liberty offers full-service mechanical auto repair work in addition to being Eastern Iowa's most trusted name in auto body repair. Use Premier for all your auto repair needs. Brakes, oil changes, air conditioning, diagnostics, transmissions, or preventive maintenance. Whether you hit a deer or your car won't steer, see Premier Automotive in North Liberty.
Don't let just anyone take care of your smile. At Diamond Dental, you can expect compassion, expertise, and a personalized care plan to protect your teeth for life. With more than 30 years of combined experience, Dr. Forbes and his staff are prepared to tackle even your toughest dental problems, leaving your smile healthy and sparkling. Diamond Dental offers a full range of general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental treatment options for snoring and sleep apnea. It's never too early to start thinking about what's best for your smile. Schedule an appointment today by calling 319-390-3703 or visiting the office at 5815 Consul Street Northeast, Suite D1 in Cedar Rapids. You can also visit DiamondDentalPC.com for more information. Dr. Forbes is a proud sponsor of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club and the Inner Circle. Let the Diamond Dental team provide superior care for your entire family.
On an athletic team, you need team players, good athletes, superior equipment, and the best coaches available. In real estate, you need to have a good title and settlement team at your disposal. Hi, this is Steve Anderson. Whether you're buying, selling, or refinancing, you need quality title and settlement services. Consider the team at Hawkeye Title. Give us a call at 351-8600. Hawkeye Title and Settlement, the team you love, the people you trust.
Tavern Blue on the Coralville Strip offers the ultimate sizzle of wood-fired pizza perfection. Elevate your pizza game with over 20 wood-fired pizzas, ranging from the Tony Pepperoni, the Philly Cheese Steak Pizza, Mary Margarita, and the Tavern Supreme. From the freshest ingredients, Tavern Blue cooks their pizzas to mouth-watering perfection in their wood-fired oven, which helps bring out those old-world flavors. Fresh creative salads, tacos, burgers, signature cocktails, beer, and wine are just a taste of what Tavern Blue has to offer. Tavern Blue is a family-friendly establishment that offers mini-golf, table games, darts, and foosball. Go to tavernblue.com for the latest news, events, and specials, along with full menu options. Once again, that's tavernblue.com.
Are you tired of living in a home that doesn't quite meet your needs? Then it's time to call the experts at Streets Maintenance. Their team of skilled professionals specializes in renovations and remodeling, transforming your home into the space you've always dreamed of. From kitchen and bath remodels to complete home renovations, no job is too big or too small. Streets Maintenance will work with you every step of the way to ensure your vision becomes a reality. So don't wait any longer. Call Streets Maintenance to schedule your consultation at 400-4483. Let's start building your dream home today.
Hi, this is Bill Leixnering from the Oxyoke Inn. The Oxyoke Inn is now serving daily. Our Oxyoke family is ready to serve you with the same quality of food and service you've come to trust since 1940. Now serving lunch, dinner, banquets, and carryout daily with four portion sizes. Sundays featuring our famous brunch buffet. You can also order curbside carryout and pies to go online and take the comforting taste of the Oxyoke home to your family's table. Visit OxyokeInn.com for hours, menus, reservations, carryout, specials, and gift cards. From our Oxyoke family to yours, we can't wait to see you again soon. Oxyoke Inn, in the heart of Amana.
The Oxyoke Inn.
From the Hertin and Stocker studios in the heart of the Hawkeye Nation, this is the mighty 1630 KCJJ Iowa City.
Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, making memories, making moments.
Mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to around 64 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight it'll be clear. We'll drop down to around 45 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Could see a few sprinkles with a high of 57 by Friday. Sunny, breezy 57. We will stay in the 50s right on through the weekend, back to the 60s by early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable on the mighty 1630 KCJJ. Outside now, it's 55.
KCJJ weather brought to you by Plum Supply.
Plum Supply, kitchens and baths. Your home never looks so beautiful.
Iowa City landfill's closing in 4 minutes. Okay, Iowa City landfill.
Is that because of the wind?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and also Sycamore Mall is announcing that that giant pothole was caused by yesterday's hailstorm.
Oh.
So
the insurance should cover it then.
Expect to get that place.
Something should cover it.
A medicine ball size piece of hail.
Hoover ball.
Did you see Indiana got that center from Arizona? I've heard $1.2 million in NIL deal.
Seriously?
That's what I've heard and read. Dallo, I believe is his name. He's good. I mean, Indiana is really loaded up in
they
the
have.
Pool. But Iowa can't compete with that.
No.
They just have no way of competing with that type of stuff right now.
Boy, and that is too bad, too, that that should dictate player movement like it is, but it sure does.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's leaving Arizona for Indiana. I know Indiana fans still think they're the greatest program, but that's sort of a downward move.
Yeah.
Arizona's been way better than Indiana over the last 30 years.
Oh, my
Not
God,
even close.
Yes.
To me, Indiana's kind of like Nebraska football.
Very much so.
Were relevant recent enough to where they still bring it up. Like Minnesota fans don't bring up the 40s and the 30s.
No.
But Indiana and Nebraska fans still bring up the 90s and the 80s. You know, they still do that, but they're very similar.
No, that's a good parallel. True dat.
Oh, and just for I listened to Little Jethro Tull yesterday.
You did?
I did. I listened to Thick as a Brick, Aqualung, and one other song. But I've got their greatest hits, but it doesn't have my favorite Jethro Tull song, which is Skating Away. It's not on. I don't get why it
wasn't
been
a hit.
It was a big hit. Huge hit. Greatest song ever made. Skating Away by Jethro
Tull.
That's
easy enough to check.
Yeah. I for some reason, I've always liked that song. But But yeah, yesterday.
I honestly don't think that there was a single note that Jethro Tull played that I liked.
I just think you're anti-flute.
Well, except Ann Wilson of Heart plays flute.
Oh, does she? Okay, uh-huh. I was not aware of that. I mean, if I had to,
I like her to play my.
Yeah.
Is she the blonde?
No, that's Nancy.
Yeah. Well, Ann.
Skating Away. Never charted.
It charted at number one in England. Yeah. No, I don't know if it did or not. I just have always liked that song.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
What year did it come out? You know the song I'm talking about, don't you, Hunter? Skating Away by Jethro Tull. I love that song. But it's not on the Greatest Hits album. So you're assuming all those songs on the Greatest Hits album all charted.
Yeah. I got to take this call, and you got to take this call.
All right.
Hello.
We'll take that while you take that. Okay. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Joe from L.A. calling.
Hey,
how
Joe.
Are you this morning?
How are you? Good.
I'm good. You know, Jaco Pastoria played on two of Joni Mitchell's albums. He played on Hissing of Summer Lawns and Hijira. And, man, when I heard those, the bass was just amazing on those.
I would believe that, and... Well, Joni's just an incredible musician. She played with so many. Go ahead.
so many great musicians and stuff. But
These
two albums are a little different than what you think of with her, but they're a little more jazzy. But wow, the bass is just really amazing. It's so tragic that he got caught up in those issues.
Yeah, it is. You know, it does seem like some of the most gifted artists have problems like that, have mental problems.
It's like you get gifted somewhere in some area, but then you get shorted in other areas.
It is like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then they end up in Pat's book of dead musicians.
Yes, they do.
Some of them do.
A lot of them
unfortunately.
Do. But yeah, think about it, though. I mean, so many rock and roll stars have died in the peak of their life because of weaknesses.
Truth.
So, Pat, do you mind if I run an idea by you that a friend of mine had that I think would be really great for your basement?
Fire away.
So, I think that there are a lot of fans of this show that would love to go see an Iowa Hawkeye game on the weekend and spend it in your basement. I think that you could probably auction off the weekends that there are Iowa games to rent out your place as like an Airbnb type thing.
There you go. Pat's thought about it, actually.
Well, actually, I have thought about converting it into a weekend getaway for Iowa fans because it's ready. Other than I just got to buy a bed and everything else.
Oh yeah.
That's definitely something I've considered, and I will keep that in mind. And we'll stay. What do you think of that, Captain?
I think you'll rent it out to somebody, and they'll come upstairs one night and stab you.
The head with a softball-sized piece of hail, right?
What they'll do is they'll call a Saturday show, say, Pat, the water's not working.
Can you imagine that? Or I'm in the press box covering the game. And
exactly.
Betty tells me the toilet's overflowing in the basement. Jim Streets has fixed everything up, though. He's got my basement ready. He does. He put a new kitchen floor in. He put a new cabinet. He redid the bathroom. It's ready to go. So, no, it's definitely under consideration.
I followed the progress last year, so I think that you should. But if you do it, you shouldn't do it through Airbnb. You should do it through the radio show and, auction it off. I think that would be entertainment in and of itself.
Now, Captain's thinking, all right, how can I make money off this? That's what's in your mind.
Yeah, so you auction it off to the guy that goes, inside.
Yeah. All right, Joe, you got me thinking.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Hey, it's a thought.
That's what. Yeah. Yeah, I'd keep the radio station out of it.
No,
I were you, but it's up to you.
Yeah, so you're basically suggesting that maybe the clients you might get from the radio station may not. Are you questioning your listening?
Oh, yeah. I have been for years.
Right. But that's something I've thought about doing. My neighbors are thinking of doing the same thing. We have very similar basement setups to where if it's a group of like eight people, four could stay there. And since I have a finished kitchen, it would be an easy. I've got a deck. I've got a cement patio on back. It's definitely something I've thought about doing. And my neighbors would help. We'll see. I mean, now the IRS is probably listening, so I'd have to report it now.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Because they'd come after me with all the...
So how much do you think you'd charge per night?
Well, if you got four people, easily four... I'll have a bed that sleeps two. I got a roll. I could easily sleep four people. What do you think, $500 for something like that? And you could have up to four people? Do you realize how... because if people have $500, do you know how much the hotels are in Iowa City and surrounding areas, the nights of football games?
And you have to do more than one night.
Have to do more than one night, and you have to pay tons of tax.
Now? They're like three something.
I mean, most of the time, most of the people I've talked to have said that to do both nights, you're spending between $600 and $1,000.
Yeah.
Plus, and I'm not knocking hotels, but my basement is nicer than a hotel. It's a finished carpet. It's a 1,100 square foot basement, big screen TV finished. It's nicer than a hotel.
So if you were to take a black light to your basement,
it would be very clean.
Things would you come up with?
There's been nobody in that basement. I go down there to do laundry, but the other day I was thinking, do you realize nothing has been turned on in my basement other than the washer and dryer for like a year?
I mean,
every once in a while, I'll go down there and flush the toilet just to keep it.
Yeah.
But I just don't ever go down there.
It amazed me that they put up that hotel in Coralville, and every other hotel, motel was saying, oh, you're going to kill us.
The one right next to the stadium?
Yeah. No, in Coralville next to Extreme, down there out of the landing. And they all were suing Coralville, and it was going to wreck everything. And now... there's so many hotels that have gone up It's
okay. I thought you were talking about the one just south of Kinnick Stadium. You're not talking about that one.
And I don't know how they're all making it.
I don't know either, but there's a ton of them, and they're still building them. Hello.
I was just going to tell Pat. I know a lady that lives on Melrose. All home games every year, rents it out Friday, Saturday, and then you leave Sunday. Anyways, she goes and stays elsewhere, and she has cameras throughout her house. Everybody knows it, minus bathroom and bedrooms. Anyways, 80% of her mortgage every year is paid in the 7 weekends.
No, that's, but I'm not leaving. Wow. I'm not going to go somewhere. I'm going to be upstairs.
But well, yeah,
so how much does she charge? Yeah, what does she charge a weekend? Do you know?
I do not know. No. I just know that it's the same reoccurring groups, like two or three of them that.
Well, if I did 500 a game, and there's some of those
500
months,
a night,
500 a night, and you did,
it'd be $7,000.
Well, that would pay for almost all my yearly mortgage. I mean, my mortgage is like $670 a month, something like that. So yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of things to take under consideration. But I'm not leaving. I'm going to be upstairs. I'm not.
Right.
I'm not going to go away for 2 days.
Add a press box pass, and you could charge $7.
Well, that would have to discuss that with Iowa. And I don't think Iowa is going to join in on something to help me financially on my own. I get what you're saying. I might be able. What I might be able to do with my job is I might be able to have like a media guide there for the fans to read the night before the game. But
go.
To a lot of fans, I would think, would not want to stay there Saturday. They'd want to be there Friday. Do most of them want to do a two-nighter? To me, most would want to be a one-nighter, wouldn't you?
It depends on when the game is.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, a lot would depend on the. But if it's an afternoon game, would you want to do Saturday night too?
I'm tailgating all day, hell yes.
Okay, so would you think more people would want to do Saturday or Friday or both?
Both.
Okay.
Both.
So 500 for two nights, that's a really good deal. Should I charge more than that?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd make 750?
$700 to $900, yeah.
People downstairs are going, Jesus Christ, turn off. They're throwing Toll.
No, I wouldn't play Toll. I'd hit them hard with the Dead and a lot of Floyd. They'd be doing Uma Guma at 3 in the morning. I'd hit them hard with my music.
We'd be freebasing and opening the Doors.
Just, there you go. The Doors, heroin, the whole kit and caboodle.
And leave a copy of that Dead Musician book.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They can have right next to the Iowa Media Guide, Dead Musicians.
Put that on a coffee table.
There you go. And I got some stuff on serial killers, too.
Now you're talking.
That's funny.
All right.
See ya.
So you're saying that most of the hotels in Iowa City, they book you for both nights during football, and you're going to pay between $600 and $1,000?
Maybe a little less, but yeah.
Okay. Well, and every Big Ten town. I mean, I had a plane ticket to go to Penn State this year, and I can't even remember. But remember, I couldn't find a hotel within 90 miles of the stadium.
Of Penn State,
and the ones I did find within were like $800, and it made no sense to go, so I got the flight refunded, and I still have the flight. I just can use it for something else. But, I mean, the flight would have been the cheapest part of my trip to Penn State. It just wasn't worth it. Remember, the game was a disaster.
The one time we went to Penn State, we had to stay in Altoona.
That's right. I've stayed in Altoona.
Yeah.
I stayed there twice, and that's 42 miles away.
And flew in from Detroit.
Mm-hmm. I did that, too. It usually was Detroit taking you to. And remember, you used to have to fly into Harrisburg. Now you can do State College. At least they can land jets. But when I first started doing the beat, they didn't have a long enough runway. We'd have to fly into Harrisburg or Pittsburgh. I flew into Pittsburgh one time by myself, rented a car, drove up, stayed, covered the game, drove back to Pittsburgh, and stayed in the hotel right next to the airport, then flew out the next day. So, but the hotels around there, like I said, 90 miles within state, I couldn't find anything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I'm like, I'm not going to go. But when I thought about it, what a waste of money that game would have. Remember, Iowa didn't even fire a shot in that game.
Nope.
I mean, remember, that was, to me, that was about as bad as, they just had no chance in that game.
Well, the one I went to was the baseball score game, 6-4.
Yeah, I remember. I was not at that game. I can't remember why I wasn't at that game. I know Rob Howe was there. I think we only sent one then, and I let Rob go. I don't know if Rob was still with us then. But there were times when Rob would go cover Penn State because he was allowed. That enabled him to go see his parents. They lived on the East Coast. And I remember lots of times saying, feel free to go and what have you. But, yeah, it's the cost of hotel rooms in college towns, the nights of game, it's incredible.
It
it's free market, it's business. Yeah. I get it.
And
I'm not knocking the hotels.
And they fill up.
If you can get it, more power to you.
Yeah.
But no, it is amazing though how many hotels there are around here.
Well, and they're still putting them up.
Well, along with massive apartments and condos.
But my late attorney, Terry, he represented, what's the big hotel now? I can't remember the name of the, that they own like the Holiday Inn, and they own, and they were suing Coralville. He was suing, well, he was getting us.
Kenseth?
Yes. They have a percentage of Kenseth. Hmm. And Lori does now. And they were suing Coralville while they were negotiating our move to Coralville. It was really weird.
It is weird.
But the fact of the matter is, yeah, they said, well, it's going to rule, you know, it's going in competition, it's going to. And it hasn't done that at all. It's just, yeah, we were just down in, by North Liberty, where Coralville joins North Liberty, and they're building, hotels there.
I see Bowen Bourne has entered the portal. 1 year left. He plays his whole career at Northern Iowa, and then he leaves his last year. That just shows you how crazy this time is. I wonder if Drake would have. I haven't seen anything roster-wise for Drake.
I haven't either.
And I know they lost most of their roster.
How about Minnesota? Do they have anybody yet? Anybody left?
Well, they kept Dawson Garcia. They kept their best player. And yeah, I did read where they added a few, but no, that's been, they're going to have a completely different look other than him. I am just looking to see if there's anything going on, because it seems like, I mean, the thing with, what was it? Tony Perkins thing happened 10 minutes before. I just didn't check my phone. It happened 10 minutes to go in our show the other day.
Uh-huh.
When he announced for Missouri.
To Missouri.
Yeah. I guess he was getting into it with fans. He tweeted that it wasn't about the money. And I didn't see the exchange, but I guess it got kind of nasty between him and Iowa fans, which is unfortunate. They must have been saying, I'm guessing money. I'm not going to argue with him, but I'm guessing money probably had a little bit to do with it.
I
don't think there's anything wrong in saying that.
No.
Tony played hard here for 4 years, he man. Did? He's got to do what's best for him.
And probably got, $400,000 or
$500,000. I've heard reports, not that much, but I've heard that it was a decent amount. I haven't heard that much. But like I said, it's all, here's a Miami quarterback. Ja'Cory Brown has submitted the paperwork necessary to enter the transfer portal. That's, like I said, that is all. Here's another picture of Caitlin wearing a different outfit. Kate on Good Morning America. I guess she was on Good Morning America this morning. And she was wearing looks like kind of a navy blue blouse with a, she looks good. She always represents herself so well. But, man, she's everywhere.
She is absolutely everywhere. She was on Good Morning Los Angeles at KTLA. Wow.
There, 2 hours after being picked, Caitlin Clark became Fanatics' top-selling draft pick in any draft night history, surpassed Trevor Lawrence in 2021. The former Clemson quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah, it's incredible. And here's a picture of her. Here's a picture of Caitlin with Tyrese Halliburton. She stopped by the facility. I mean, because obviously he plays for the Pacers. So, it's going to be in their season, what? It starts in about a month.
It does.
So, I mean, eventually she'll get here. Eventually we're going to start getting daily up. Oh, man, she made 8 threes in Tuesday's practice. You know that's going to be the next
thing. Yeah.
You know, people are going to, here's Caitlin Clark putting her shoes on before practice. That'll be the next stuff we start getting. You know those Indiana media are just, and hey, I mean, they got a star coming their way. You got to take advantage of it.
They've got a story. I watch news. I watch news out of everything, local news. And the Indianapolis station, I think it's WISH, WISH. They have, she's on every sportscast, whether it's trivial or not.
Yeah.
They make sure that she's included in every sportscast.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
They're smart.
Yeah.
And it's selling tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely is.
Yeah.
Now it remains to be seen how much her impact will spread beyond just what she directly touches. I'm not convinced yet that the league itself is going to explode because of her.
No.
I think everything she does will be huge, but I think that's because of her.
I agree with
that. They got to figure out a way to market this thing beyond her. I mean, she can only do so much. So we'll see. Hopefully it works.
Well, having her on TV 36 of 40 games ain't going to hurt.
No, but it doesn't help. That's other teams not being televised, is what I'm saying.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it's I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, they but in fairness to the WNBA, they need to take advantage of Caitlin as much as they can. I mean,
yes,
it's a business.
They do.
Yeah, it's a business. I get it.
I mean, is Angel Reese and Cardozo going to move the needle?
Not like Caitlin.
You know, I don't
think
I
say that
know.
Because I don't remember fans lining up from across the nation for LSU games 4 hours before they start. And, I mean, Caitlin has caused things that nobody else has. I mean, I don't remember, as great as those Connecticut teams were, I don't remember people for their road games lining up 6 hours before they started to see one player.
No.
It's just, this has been something like...
Unprecedented.
Yeah, unprecedented. We've never seen this before, and I don't think we'll ever see it again.
Yeah, Ion TV has 2.5 times their normal rate.
Normal ad rate?
For women's basketball on Friday nights.
And the ad rate?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 2.5 times.
Well, and it'll sell.
Yeah.
If it's Caitlin's games,
is,
yeah.
It is selling.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, without question. Everything she touches right now is selling. And you got to strike when the iron's hot, right? Isn't that how it works?
That's it.
So, and the nice thing about that, too, between May and June, there's not a lot going on.
So, now, if Caitlin had decided...
Other than baseball, of course.
If Caitlin had decided to come back for one more year but hit the portal, how much do you think she could have gotten somewhere?
A lot.
$10 million?
I don't know about that, but a lot. I'm not ready to go that far, but who knows?
I mean, seriously?
And how would Iowa fans, would she have been immediately hated?
Oh, yeah.
I hope not.
No. She would be hated.
Would you have hated her?
Going in.
No. You would have been disappointed.
I would have. Hurt. I think I would have said, hey.
More power to you?
$8 million, you go, girl.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm guessing she could have probably gotten $1 million.
But I would say that more fans would. No, the way people turn on her now.
Well, and don't get carried away with the money either. I mean, Arkansas's $5 million is being portrayed like. I mean, I think she would have a lot of money, but I don't think it would have been something like that. I would have been more interested in just the reaction from Iowa fans. Any fan base to me under that circumstance would be very offended. But luckily, that was never going to happen. I could never see her playing in another college uniform. She's a Hawk.
Yeah.
I mean, and yeah, I plus a fifth year would have just been so, it would have just been too much. It would have, I'm not saying I would have been bored watching her put up 40 against girls 6 years younger than her, but Caitlin knows when to leave.
She did it right.
She had an answer the other day when they were interviewing her about why she did, when they were asking her about, you know, you had another year, and she's just like, I'm ready. She said she was, I think she may have even said, I'm a young woman now. I mean, she's not 19, 20. It was just time. Another year of this would have done nothing to me to enhance her legend.
No.
It could have maybe only chipped away at it a little bit if things
and
didn't.
And it would have put an asterisk by,
would have put an asterisk by
records.
Everything, and the numbers would have been skewed. And it just, I'm not saying it would have been boring watching her do the same thing again, but it just, there's just times when enough.
Yeah.
And she knew that. She's smart enough to realize that. And I was saying that all through the season. I just think she knows. She's not. She needs something bigger. She needs to try something different. I mean, she's graduated. College has ran its course for her.
Yeah.
They had 4 years that you just got to cherish for the forever.
So, I imagine she'll have her own place in Indianapolis?
I have no idea. That's her business. I don't care where she lives. I mean, who knows? I mean,
she came back here. Would you try to rent her out in your basement?
Oh, yeah. A million a week.
She and Patrick and Connor all sharing a pad.
I don't know. Tom, you're going a little further than I haven't really thought of the personal side of this.
Well, start thinking about it.
But I don't care if they live together. Well, should we ask Fran if we get Fran on next
week?
Well,
yeah, if they live together, you could charge more.
Oh, if all three of them were down there, $1,500 a month. $1,500 a week on football weekends.
What if
weekends.
All you hear is them dribbling a basketball?
No, what if I hear it? I'm like, wait. Sleep. No, what, I'm listening. I'm like, wait a second. Wait, are they actually listening to the Rockford Files? I go down there and Caitlin and the McCaffrey. Fran and Margaret are big Rockford File fans.
Yeah, sure they
you
are.
You think that happens?
No.
Andy Griffith?
No.
Caitlin and I are like talking about our favorite episodes?
No.
She loves the pickle story.
Me too.
I didn't. The pickle story.
It wasn't one of my favorites.
I wanted. I wanted to taste Clara's pickles.
Yeah.
I would leave that Gigi Allen documentary out.
There you go.
Put that on the DVR. Yeah. You know.
So you're saying you don't think Caitlin's heard of Gigi Allen?
No.
You think the McCaffrey boys?
No.
Of Caitlin Clark with Gigi.
No, none of those three will have heard of Gigi Allen.
Sure, you don't think you're not giving them any credit.
I,
or maybe you are giving them credit.
I've never heard of Gigi Allen before you.
Hunter, had you? Tommy had.
Yeah, well, we're not surprised.
Well, hadn't you seen him on? Hadn't he seen him on?
Yes,
you saw
a bandstand.
He saw him on the Springer Show, I think.
Yes,
or Morton Down.
Yeah, he was on
Bandstand.
He was on Bandstand.
No, but a guy I went to college with saw him on the Springer Show back before it was the Springer Show.
That's the first time I ever heard of him. I actually happened to be watching that show that day, and I'm like, God, this guy's
I've
mean.
I've told this story before. It was a double taping. The first was healthcare and, like, Social Security.
Yep.
And so they had this really old audience in for that. And then the added bonus taping was Gigi Allen.
And he was in a bad mood and was really mean that day.
Yes.
He was super mean.
And my buddies were like, we have to stay for this. Because they knew who he was.
Yeah, he was basically telling everyone to F off. I mean, he was so mean.
And it was great. We watched that at a Harrison Street. I was at my buddy's house. We just sat there on the VCR instead of going to class and watched that. That's why I dropped out my sophomore year.
There you go.
There you go. See, I've broadened your horizons.
Yeah.
Well, he hadn't heard of Stone Ground until the other day.
Ann and I watched the documentary.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
And didn't mind it.
There were a couple disturbing scenes.
Oh, really? You think?
The whole damn thing is disturbing.
Do you like how they just followed him around?
No, it was not.
I mean, the kid, he didn't stand much of a chance how he grew up. I mean, his parents were...
No.
His parents were nuts.
Okay. You can... grow up with parents.
But his parents were
right.
Really not. I mean, Tom.
I understand that.
His dad was an environmental survivalist.
Okay. I understand that, but there comes...
But yeah, there comes a point where you either accept poop or you don't. And, you know, most people don't accept poop as part of their daily life. I get it. Other than having the body function. Yes, I'm willing to go there.
Okay.
The poop, the shards of glass, and the blood, I never understood that. Tom, did you? Did the documentary make you...
Jeffrey Dahmer didn't even go.
Did it help
there.
You understand it more, the documentary?
Yes, helped me understand him. Yeah.
Jeffrey Dahmer said he watched that documentary and threw up.
There were a couple troubling scenes. I will admit.
I can't believe you watched that.
Was that the one where part of it was him walking?
You're a suitor, and you're above... You're above that.
David Niven would never do that, would he?
I watched it in my smoking jacket.
Was that the one, though, where he's walking in the street and the groupies are following him and he's bloody and filthy?
Yes.
And then he basically just goes, they don't show up, but then he goes back and overdoses on heroin and dies, right? Yeah.
What are you watching, Steve? Well, I'm watching NCIS. And then you go, well, I'm watching Upstairs, Downstairs, or what the hell ever. And then you're watching... No, I'm sorry.
Did Ann have any problems making it through? Did she ever say, Tom, let's...
No.
Captivated.
Never.
They were captivated by Gigi.
We were never close to turning it off. We did have to shut our eyes on a couple of things. But
were you eating?
Initially.
Initially. All right.
I've had it.
Well, it's almost 10:30. Yeah. We're just riding. We're on cruise control right now. We have no show Friday, right?
No, we got an auction.
So we got to finish this one really
strong. We got a really good,
really important auction.
Really good auction.
Yeah.
Well, we really do have a really good auction.
Promote it right now.
Well, you can check out our website or our app for some of the items.
Is this Spring Spectacular Savings?
Huh? No, April Showers.
April Showers, okay.
Yeah. And if I had known yesterday was going to happen, I wouldn't have called it that.
Yeah.
I would have called it the Hella Hail auction.
God damn it. You know, why am I here?
I think we all asked that ourselves that at least once.
At least once
while we're here. The only one doesn't is Wopsy. I don't think Wopsy ever has a problem being here, do you?
No, Wopsy.
Wopsy enjoys it here.
But if... If there weren't treats, believe me.
Oh, Wopsy would have cereal.
Lily doesn't want anything.
No, if there weren't treats, I don't think Wopsy would want to be here much, would she?
No, but if she comes in and there are no treats, she's going to bark.
We've already established that's why there's a stock shelf over there. We've got more treats here than Hy-Vee. Because a nice listener brought a huge bag. Yeah. We've got enough to last her for three or four months.
Yeah.
I had a feeling some listener would come through, but I went to the store anyway because I did not want to risk going. Because like I said, had I walked in and there was nothing, she would have barked uncontrollably, wouldn't you?
I forgot. I did.
There's plenty there now. I forgot.
She's in good shape.
Yeah. And we've got the open practice, 10:45 Saturday. We have the coordinators tomorrow at 2:30 the three coordinators. So, they're squeezing a lot of football in 2 weeks. I'll give them credit for that. And I wish McNamara was practicing Saturday, but
was he doing some 7-on-7
drills?
I don't even know
if he'll do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's even far along enough to do that. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see what Marco Lanez does as a thrower. But you take Bostic out of that receiver group. I mean, they are just depleted.
Yeah, they are.
There's just not a lot of wide receivers.
Let's hope some of these young guys can step right in.
I still think there may be some portal activity, but the problem with Iowa trying to get receivers in the portal is obvious. You can tell it. There's nothing to sell to them except playing time. And that used to be enough in a lot of cases, but now it's not enough in a lot of cases. So we'll see.
So is Kyler Casper, is he in the portal?
That was a weird one. I've seen reports out there, but like someone's told me they brought up, he's had a bunch of tweets of where he seems happy during spring practice at Oregon. So I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I've not seen. That's got message board. What are they saying on the message boards?
Well, of course, some people saying, "Yeah, he's in for sure."
Well, I don't think he's
roommate's
in
brother knows Kyler.
I don't think he's in for sure. It would be all over.
Yeah.
All those the moment somebody hits the portal, you've got Rivals and Tipton edits and On3 and 2Fourths. All those they just pounce on it and report it. So I haven't seen anything like that. But no, I did see tweets from him retweeting happy type stuff during Oregon spring practice. But like I said, Jacob Bostic seemed happy here. Nothing would surprise me.
No. No.
And I mean, if he comes here, he's obviously looking for playing time.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly welcome him, but.
Sure. If they can get somebody like, regardless of what he's done at Oregon, if he can come here and help them, they need help at that position in the worst way right now.
They do. They do.
I mean, you can change the offense all you want, but if you're still with the same personnel, those limitations don't change. So we'll see. Like I said, it'll be interesting to see how much different the offense looks and how much they're going to do Saturday. I mean, remember, we've got to keep reminding them, this isn't the kids' day practice 2 weeks before the season. This is spring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what you see Saturday may not carry over to the fall. You just got to keep it all in perspective. But I'm sure as we do, we in the media, we'll read in too much we'll get carried away with stuff that probably ends up not even being true. So
probably.
That's often what happens. So.
Yep.
And I saw the high on Saturday is only like low 50s.
Yeah.
Jesus. Go from having my air on 2 days ago to where that could be.
And that's, I know. I turned on the heat last night.
I didn't turn the heat on, but I had my air on for 2 days. But so the high Saturday is just like 50?
It says low 50, so 52.
That's going to be 51. Cold over that. Is it say anything about wind?
No.
Okay. Are you going Saturday?
Perhaps. Yeah, I actually think we might.
I will say 50 degrees and a nice – it can be comfortable. It's not that bad.
Yeah. There is a swarm event for baseball NIL, and we're considering going to that.
They need all your help you can get.
We committed to a shredding thing at Hawkeye Brokerage, too, so I'm not – that includes lunch, so I don't know what we're doing.
You're just a man in demand.
That's it.
Anything else? We got Iowa baseball versus Rutgers this weekend, since we won't be talking about Friday. Where's softball?
Softball is hosting Indiana.
Okay. Both teams need to get a series win.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, quick question on this portal. How does that work when a player jumps into the portal? Are they contacting the teams, or are they just sitting back waiting for the teams to contact them?
I'm guessing both.
A little of both, yeah.
And a lot of them have agents working for them and representatives. So I
think. And when you see a do not contact,
that means they know where they're going.
They know where they're going.
Really?
Yes.
For the most part, yes.
Now, did I read right? Caden Proctor went back into the transfer portal?
Well, he had to wait until the windows open. He's been taking classes here at Iowa. He's finishing out the semester from the way Kirk explained it, and then he's going to Alabama in the summer. But you can't do anything until there's an open window period, and the open window started on the 15th and goes to the 1st.
That's right.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. That makes sense. All right. Thanks for clearing things up.
All right.
Thank you, Terry.
Take care.
Yep. Oh, that's not our call?
No.
No.
All right.
No.
Anything else? Are we done, or are we still riding this thing?
You ride it.
Beat this thing.
I get to go till 11:15.
Beat this 11:15. Good Lord, that's 44 more minutes of this nonsense. The world doesn't need that.
So have we gotten any...
the world doesn't.
Have we gotten any reports from survivors from yesterday's storm, or...
I have not spoken to any. He would be the guy. Have you talked to anyone whose houses were damaged?
There were.
I'm just asking.
Houses.
He's the one. He's the one picking at you.
Yeah, houses were damaged. Actually.
Oh, I'm sure.
Solon had a lot of damage.
Well, yeah. If there was hail, I mean.
Sure.
I mean, Hunter said that he had pea-sized hail out at his place for like 5 minutes. And he lives, you know, he lives in Coralville.
He lives in Coralville.
He lives in East Coralville.
Well, see, when we forecast stuff, I know you guys live in, you know, certain areas, but we kind of forecast things for the
entire area.
I get that. All I'm saying is I am fortunate that the weather was not very severe around my house, nor yours.
Nor ours. Yeah.
And, you know, pea-sized hail is a lot different.
And out here it wasn't bad either.
I mean,
despite my prayers.
Pea-sized hail is one pea-sized hail is one thing. Softball-sized hail is another.
Entirely different.
Entirely different.
Yeah, I can't even imagine softball-sized hail. I mean, you know, it would go straight through the roof of your car or the hood.
People. If you got hit by, I would kill you.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Softball.
I have never, from now on, just watch Channel 9 or something. I'm never bringing up weather again.
Google, before we get off the air, Google the biggest known piece of hail ever discovered. What would you think? It's bigger than a piece of a pumpkin? I bet it is.
Well, they used to, and Steve, you might remember that in some of the old comics, they had a picture of a hailstone coming through some guy's roof, and it was medicine ball sized.
The largest hailstone officially recorded was in Vivian, Nebraska in 2010, 7.9 inches.
Jesus, that's bigger
that's
than a
good size.
That's bigger than a. That's the size of a pumpkin. That's the size of a pumpkin. That could be pumpkin sized hail.
A hail event in India on April 30th of 1888 killed as many as 246 people with hailstones as large as goose eggs and oranges and cricket balls.
Wow. Over 200.
And maybe I'm not realizing the time, but why wouldn't they try to go inside? Or do you think they got caught out?
They probably got caught outside.
Outside and had nowhere to go. Man,
Bangladesh in 1986.
Remember the concert for Bangladesh?
Yeah. Two pounds.
How big would that be? Circumference
led to the death of 92 people.
Jesus.
One 2 pound piece of hail or multiple 2 pound?
Multiple.
Okay. Wow.
Well, yeah, it wasn't just bouncing off.
Well, that's what. But the way you read it, it made me think it was one piece of hail that was getting a lot done. Here we are laughing in the face of death. You've read over 300 deaths and we're laughing about it.
Yes.
Yeah. From Nebraska to Bangladesh. Think about that. Hail does not discriminate.
No. Can hail break a bone? In rare cases, we've seen children with skull fractures.
I would absolutely believe that.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Can you drink hail?
Yeah, it's...
Yes, hail is nothing but frozen rain.
It's frozen water. I mean... Jesus.
Can you use hail as your soft drink ice?
As your pillow.
as your cocktail ice.
The largest hail ball in Australia, this is from 2 years ago in the Washington Post, was more than half a foot in diameter.
So, like the other one was 7 inches. Yeah. So, yeah, no, that's some serious hail. That's
substantial.
Yeah. I mean, something like that, if you had multiple sized hail like that, that would destroy your house, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I would absolutely do serious damage.
Hail accumulated 18 inches deep in Selden,
at
Kansas.
John Lundell's house yesterday, just yesterday.
Selden,
so a foot and a half deep of hail. You imagine that?
Yeah.
And how much water
that
you had when it
June
melted.
June the 3rd of 1959.
Think of the water you had when it melted.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, we did a nice little tribute to hail. Suter and I are showing we do recognize that the weather is always a threat, and you have to respect it.
Everything is a threat.
Everything is a threat.
Everything, especially this call.
Oh, this is business. Money.
It's probably a threat. Yeah, give us our money.
All right. Well, everybody, again, we're not going to have a show on Friday. Are we doing one Saturday?
I can't remember what Tommy decided.
I mean, I can come. I mean. Yeah, we can. I'll just go straight from here to the stadium. It's not, if I miss the first 10 minutes of the open practice, it's not.
Okay. Yeah. That's,
I mean, the practice starts at 10:45. I get there.
Well,
at 11.
Wopsy and I'll come in.
Okay.
All right. All right, everybody. Avoid the bad weather and be safe.
We had said you probably should, since you don't have a show Friday.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. We'll do it.
All right.
Okay. Police reports are next. HawkFanatic.com. Check it out. It's free.